Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 as we continue on here tonight. Pat Onsett coming up in the next segment, the Houston Dynamo president of soccer operations. But right now, we begin a segment, and the show tonight is a tribute to Hank Steinbrecher, the former Secretary General of U.S. Soccer. And as we welcome you back, I welcome in not only a former teammate of his, also a great, great friend of his, also worked with him at U.S. Soccer, and he is Bill Nuttall. And Bill joins us now, I believe, from Tennessee. Bill, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight.
Glenn, pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me on, and glad to be talking with you again.
So in the first segment, I outlined some of the amazing accomplishments of Hank Steinbrecher. I got an email from you, and it said he was in 10 Hall of Fames, elected to 10 Hall of Fames. I want to start with you for my audience with Hank, Secretary General of the U.S. Soccer Federation, and you working with him. Just take us into that.
Well, you have your soccer audience right now, and they're heavily involved with MLS. They're heavily involved with the U.S. national team. There's so much social media out there now, and it's really top of mind to anybody that is a soccer fan or soccer player. In 1990, let me digress for a second. 1990, the World Cup was in Italy. And the U.S. did not do very well in Italy because they went over there with a college all-star team, basically. And there was no pro leagues or anything like that. So the U.S. was awarded the World Cup for 1994. And the rest of the world was very skeptical that they would give a third world country in soccer the World Cup, because if you recall, it was always in a big country. It's always in a Brazil or a Germany or an England. And here it was coming to the USA. And now what do you do? You don't have a pro league. You don't have players playing in Europe. You really don't have any basis for why you should be hosting the World Cup. And that's when Alan Rothenberg was elected to be the president, and he hired Hank Steinbrecher as his secretary general and CEO. So that basically put U.S. soccer on notice that they needed to professionalize the entire process for the World Cup and figure out a way to make the U.S. national team competitive during that World Cup. So that's where Hank was hired by Alan Rothenberg. And then I was hired as the general manager of national teams to start with the preparation for 3 years to get the team ready to play and try to professionalize the team and also have a standing national team where we would train and play somewhere in the world every 10 days. So that sets it up for what happened in 1994 and how Hank and Alan, and Hank as the Secretary General of U.S. Soccer, had to set the culture, the tempo, the strategy to make sure that we had the proper team ready to go and a competitive team from 94. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's,
went through that, with that.
That's good to that's good chronology for everybody. We're talking about Hank Steinbrecher, who was the Secretary General, a huge imprint on the game in this country and the structure of it. He was so interesting because he combined so many things. I mean, he came out, he was coaching at different colleges, last one being Boston University. Then he goes into the corporate world. He was so multi-talented. I remember I was at a convention, and I had to introduce him, and I was just blown away by what an amazing public speaker he was, too. Take us into Hank, your friend.
Hank is a very intelligent guy. He's very well-read, and he had the gift. A lot of people call him Reverend Hank because he always gave an inspirational speech wherever he went. And he was absolutely the perfect person to take over as Secretary General. There was very little communication with the state associations, the adult associations, anything involving soccer in the USA. There was very little communication. And Hank set out. He set out and started spreading the gospel as to what was going to take place in the World Cup in 94, how it was going to take place, how the states and everyone else needed to be involved. And he really, really rallied every aspect of soccer. And that was, and he was going state by state, speech by speech. And it was very impressive what he did to get people to rally around the cause of the 94 World Cup.
Talking to Bill Nuttall, great friend, teammate, also worked with Hank Steinbrecher at U.S. Soccer. I want you to touch on Hank as the mentor to so many, and not only all of us from Davis and Elkins College in West Virginia, who are all very proud of Hank and have a lot of pride in our small school, but I just know he's touched so many, mentored so many at different levels. He always seemed to have time for people, Bill.
You're exactly right, having time for people. I know that when you would meet Hank for the first time, you felt like you were the only person in the room. He made it very special to understand who you were, what you're doing, what your passion was, and how he could help you. It was not just lip service. He was very inspirational, and his follow-up with everybody that he said, if he says to you, I'm going to get back to you in 3 days with some information, he was back to you in 3 days with whatever he said he was offering. So he was an inspirational speaker, and he also was an inspiration to people. He gave them many, many opportunities, including me. He trusted me with the men's national team as a general manager to manage the coach, the team, and everything involving building up to the 94 World Cup. This was just one of many things that he has done. I can't even begin to tell you how many people, since Hank has passed, have contacted me and said, you know, he did this for me, he did that for me, he mentored me. I called, I was having a problem, he followed up. He always had time for everybody, and he managed to fill the days with that, but making people feel real important, and also he cared about them, and they knew that.
No question. We're talking about Hank Steinbrecher, who recently passed. Huge loss for soccer in this country and to so many, and as we're talking to Bill Nuttall, his great friend. Bill, give us one of your most memorable stories with Hank, and I know there's a ton of them, but maybe you have one of real interest that you could quickly tell us.
I think, you know, it's just, there's so many things that took place in the build up to 94. It's hard even for someone to understand what we went through in 90 to 94, not from a hardship standpoint, but just the development of soccer. And here was Hank had the vision that we needed a standing national team. We needed to find a training center where we could train regularly, and Hank was very heavily involved in making sure that we had what they call went out to several cities that who would want to host the men's national team for the next 2.5 years. And this is very instrumental in it. The city of Mission Viejo stepped up, and we based the team out of, you know, Southern California. just south of L.A. in a town called Mission Viejo. But this is just one of those stories where Hank had the vision, let's figure out how we're going to do this. And once we, and I was obviously involved because I'm going to be the general manager, so we have to figure out how to do that. But it's Hank's, the stories and what Hank does and how he moves forward as a visionary, I think is, it's hard to put into one story. He has done so many things as we started to look back on it.
Talking to Bill Nuttall, we're talking about recently passed Hank Steinbrecher. All right, he was on your national championship team at Davis and Elkins. This will be the last one. Just quickly speak about that national title year. Greg Myers was your coach, and Hank and you guys winning an NAIA title for Davis and Elkins. Great group of guys. I've gotten to meet a lot of them.
Sure. Well, in 1968, we won the national championship. Hank came in 1969. We lost in the national championship to Eastern Illinois, which a guy by the name of Shellis Hyman was the one of the players on that team who has been in the MLS quite a few years with Dallas and what have you. And then in 1970, we won the national championship again by beating Quincy, Illinois. So Hank was a left back out of Mitchell College, Mitchell Junior College, tough New York guy, left-footed, hard-nosed, but a quality player and a really good teammate. And, you know, I can always count on Hank on the left side that nothing was going to get by. And that's where we ended up as the national championship champions again.
Well, Bill, listen, thank you so much for coming on. I know it's a tough time for the Davis and Elkins soccer community and the sport as a whole in the United States because Hank's connection to so many people was pretty remarkable. Bill, thank you so much for coming on tonight. You were excellent.
All the best, Glenn. A pleasure talking with you, and thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, the one and only Bill Nuttall. Great guy. And Hank Steinbrecher, U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame, recently passing. What a loss for soccer in this country and to so many of us who had connection with him. Remarkable person, always willing to help, presided over some of the most historic time periods of soccer in this country, all the while making time for everyone, myself included. Mentor, guiding light for so many, always had the interests of the game at heart. Our condolences to the Steinbrecher family. Big thank you, as always, to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsors. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. Look, we're not on the air without them. DaspitLaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW. DaspitLaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW. Car, boat, motorcycle, maritime, you get in an accident, you need the best in personal injury attorneys. It is the Daspit Law Firm. A big thank you to them. Also, you heard the spot for the Inland Soccer Tournament. It's coming. It's exciting. It's a great opportunity for youth players to get out on May 10th at the Third Coast Sand Complex, 5652 Forney. It's 4 versus 4 with a goalkeeper. You can have 8 rostered players. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be one of those tournaments I think you can enter your youth players and kind of keep the adults out of it. Just let them play and have fun. Go to inlandsoccer.com. Use the promo code Soccer Matters. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got more to come. Break music here. This is brought to you by the legendary Cactus Music.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. ¡No esperes! Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.